This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The state's colleges and universities would see a 10% funding boost under the proposed state budget. It fills in last year's cuts and adds $100 million overall. A big chunk of that will go toward recruiting and retaining students of color and low-income or first-generation students. Kyle Piccola of Healthier Colorado said those groups are not enrolling back into school as the pandemic enters its second year.
So we're hoping that with these additional funds, we're able to signal to them that Colorado Higher Education System supports them and there are additional resources to help them through to graduation.
The legislature is debating the budget bill this week. State lawmakers have advanced a bill that would ensure programs to prevent and treat addiction and mental illness will be funded even during economic downturns. The bill would restore permanent funding for substance use and mental health initiatives that were cut during the pandemic. The state legislature will consider funding proposals for billions of dollars in new revenue for Colorado's roads and public transit. CPR transportation reporter Nathaniel Miner says that money would come from fees rather than taxes.
So there'd be new fees on gasoline, new fees on electric vehicle registrations, on Uber and Lyft rides, on deliveries, things like that.
CPR's Nathaniel Miner. The fees are meant to build new revenue streams as the state gets more electric vehicles, making the gasoline tax obsolete. The fees would start low but increase every few years to keep up with rising costs. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.